This is Day to Day. In a moment, angry the federal government is doing nothing to stop illegal immigration, cities take action. They try to make it a crime to give illegal immigrants jobs or housing. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, diplomats are known to be very careful with their words, so we were interested to note this week that three nations used the same word in reacting to North Korea's announcement that it may be about to test a nuclear weapon. The word these nations used, the U.S., South Korea, and Russia, is unacceptable. Here's American diplomat Chris Hill.
I'm not prepared at this point to say what that precisely means, but I'm telling you, we cannot accept a nuclear North Korea. We're not going to.
The Assistant Secretary of State, Christopher Hill, here with us now, NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, when diplomats use the word unacceptable, what does that mean?
Well, the word on the surface means that they won't accept it, and it strongly implies, if not stating outright, that they'll take action, these nations will take action to make sure that it doesn't happen, or afterwards to respond to it very forcefully. And we've heard that implied, certainly, from Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill yesterday, earlier from Condoleezza Rice, who said the situation is unacceptable. With regard to the North Korean announcement in the past, President Bush has said the risks of a nuclear-armed North Korea are unacceptable. The problem is that if the United States especially says this too many times, then nations stop believing it.
Here's the lead from the Washington Post coverage of this story today by reporter Daphna Linzer. The Bush administration delivered a secret message to North Korea yesterday, warning it to back down from nukes, and said publicly, it's unacceptable. What does all this add up to?
Well, that came from the same source. It was from Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, who was speaking in Washington yesterday, and he informed the group that he was speaking to that there had been this secret message that the United States sent to North Korea's UN mission in New York. And at the same time, he said that the United States can't live with a nuclear test from North Korea, nuclear-armed North Korea. It's all meant to put enormous pressure on North Korea, or the pressure that the United States can mount to prevent the test from happening. The United States certainly doesn't want this test to take place.
But when you say it's unacceptable, we're not going to live with that, doesn't that suggest that we're prepared to use military power to stop you? Because what else is there at the end of that?
Well, there are a number of steps that the United States might take to stop it. Certainly diplomatic pressure and putting pressure on the other nations that are part of the so-called six-party talks that have been underway for a couple of years, especially China. China is believed to have much more leverage with the government in North Korea. And the United States for years has wanted China to corral North Korea with regard to the nuclear issue. And now the United States especially wants China to put on the pressure so that the North Koreans won't carry out this test. But it's true, at the end of the process, there is an implied possibility of military force, either to stop the test by a preemptive strike or in response to a test.
You've said several times over the last couple of years on this program, as we've followed the story of nukes in North Korea, and again, we don't know for sure that they have them, but you believe that they do have them.
Well, certainly we know that they have enough plutonium for 6 to 12 bombs. We don't know for sure. There's no evidence. Nobody from outside North Korea has actually seen the nuclear device that the North Koreans might have constructed. The North Koreans have been asserting for some time now that they have nuclear weapons. Certainly, if they test a nuclear weapon and there's an explosion and it can be perceived by the rest of the world, we'll know for sure whether they have nuclear weapons.
Over the last several days, you've been talking with various experts about this. What do they expect in the next week, 2 weeks, 6 months? What does it mean when the North Koreans say, we're going to do this?
There are many thoughtful and careful analysts that I've spoken to who think that it's going to take place. It could take place within days. And they also believe that there will be a very strong response from China afterwards, that China could close its long border with North Korea, many steps by the United States, short of military action, to, in effect, tighten the economic noose around North Korea if they do carry out a test.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.